It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center, Fairton, New Jersey. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a great day, isn't it? Because that day is going to be lived with Jesus on the inside of us, and we are in Jesus. You know, years ago I was preaching, and I had, I guess you'd have to call it a vision of sorts. I was ministering on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I saw this deep sea diver, you know, the guy that has the big suit with the big helmet and the air hoses coming down from above, and he was walking across the bottom of the ocean, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, "See that man in that suit?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "He's in an environment that will kill him, except he's inside that suit. And as long as the air keeps coming down from above, he can walk through that environment with no fear." And then the Holy Spirit, see how when that man touches something, it's not really him that touches it. It's the suit that he's in. I said, "Yeah." And the Holy Spirit quickened my heart to that and said, "That's like you. You are in Christ Jesus. You're in a hostile world. You're in an environment that wants to destroy you and kill you and hate you, because you are not of the world system. You are not under the authority of the prince of the power of the air. You're not under Lucifer. You are not in his kingdom. You have been translated out of that kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, over into the kingdom of Jesus, which is the kingdom of light, and Jesus is Lord. That kingdom of darkness should have absolutely no authority over you whatsoever, because Jesus is your Lord. You're in his kingdom. And the Bible clearly teaches that we are a holy people, that we are a nation of priests that have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, and the rules of his kingdom are the constitution of our life." It's like, what do you care what the constitution or the government of China is doing unless it becomes hostile towards us as a nation? What do you care? That doesn't apply to you. You're not in China. What applies to you is the Constitution of the United States and the laws of our land, because you are a citizen of the United States. Well, the Bible says that we are citizens of heaven, that we are seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus. Just like that man was in that suit, we are in Christ Jesus. So as we move through this very dark and bleak time of history of humanity, we are encapsulated in Christ Jesus. And if God is for me, if I'm in him, and if God is for me, who can be against me? Now, the enemy comes up and he lies and he tries to tell you that you're a sinner and you're no good and you're not righteous and you can't come boldly before the throne of grace and you might as well give up and you might as well just go back to doing the things that you always did the way you always did them. He's a liar, because he knows that you're in Christ Jesus. And he also knows that Christ Jesus is in you. He also knows you have a right to use the name of Jesus in your daily life. And he knows that at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will have to confess that Jesus is Lord. Satan's not Lord. Jesus is Lord. And when he was resurrected from the dead, he plainly said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Above the earth, things above the earth, things under the earth, things in the earth, he has authority over it all." The authority that Satan has, he only has because people submit to him. and because he's a liar and they believe him. All authority has been taken by Jesus. Therefore, if you are in the nation belonging to Jesus, if you are citizens of heaven, you should live victoriously every day because you're in him. And when you pray for somebody and you touch them because you're encapsulated in Jesus, it's not really you that's touching them. It's Jesus himself. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why? Because as you do it in Christ Jesus, in his name, you are authorizing his power to flow into that person's life. It's really exciting. I mean, you read the Bible. The first clue is you got to believe there's a God. Secondly, you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Thirdly, you got to believe that the Word of God is absolute truth. It is inerrant. The way it was originally written, given by the Holy Spirit, holy men of old wrote it. It's inerrant. It's absolute truth. And when that gets fixed in your heart, and then you begin to read through the Word of God, what a difference that makes. And so I want to encourage you to face today in the strength and power of his might. Ephesians 6 says that we have all these things that we have to contend with. You know, supernatural powers, kingdoms, rotten stuff that's out there. But we are to contend with them, not in our own might, but in God's boundless might. You say, well, how do you do that? You speak the name of Jesus. You pray. You let the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, send alongside of to grab hold of with you, do his work, and you have faith, and you don't back down. It says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So if the devil's trying to make you jealous, resist it in the name of Jesus. If he's trying to make you commit adultery, resist it in the name of Jesus. Use the weapons of your warfare to overcome the destroyer of your life. Don't let him have hold on you. It's your choice. I know some people really say, well, we really don't have a choice. We're either predestined to believe or we're not predestined to believe. I don't buy that. There's too many scriptures that indicates life and death is in the power of our choosing. We make the choices that determines our life. Dan Malone is going to sing Broken and Poured Out.
One day a plain village woman, driven by love for her Lord, recklessly poured out a valuable essence, disregarding the score.
his own perfect son, sent here to show me the love of the Father. Just for love, it was done. And though
Jesus, broken and spilled out for you and for me, so that he could be victory for us. Look, Ephesians says, therefore he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine and make day dawn upon you and give you light. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. See, you can kind of sum that all up by saying this. Doing what the Lord says makes you smart. You don't have to be, you don't have to be unwise and witless. You know, get some wits about you and realize who you are and what you have become through the power of the new birth. Jesus died so that you could live. He gave up his life so that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. See, I know it's coming. I'm going to walk on those streets of gold and paradise. I'm going to have my mansion and this and that. I know that's coming, and our life is very brief. This life right here is very brief, and eternity's forever. But at the same time, Jesus doesn't want your life here to be one big misery waiting to happen every day. You get up, you begin to praise him and thank him and worship him and love him. You go out, you face the day in the power of his might. You're not to be overcome of evil, but you're to overcome evil with good. And at the end of the day, you lay down and it says he gives his beloved sleep. That's what he wants for you. He wants you to have a good life. Now remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there's no Jesus, no freedom.